For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. I say good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're coming off of a great weekend. And right at the onset of today, I want to tell you something that I discovered. So all of you out there are going to go, duh. Well, that's fine because I didn't realize this, but on my Facebook page, I do have a personal one, but it's open to anybody. But, you know, on the, they'll say you have friends and, you know, so-and-so has given you an inbox message, etc. Well, I've always seen those in the little middle person. I know y'all know what I'm talking about, the little middle picture on the Facebook page. And I'll click it when I see the little red, you know, numbers. But what I didn't realize is there's a category called other. And it'll have a certain number beside it. And that means others have also written onto your Facebook page. And I never saw it before. I guess because I'm always looking at the one that's highlighted. Don't you know? I just apologize because many have written on that and said they're listening or they love the website or they're, you know, they have comments, they've had questions. I sat with my daughter and I said, oh my gosh, I don't even know these people have written. I'm so sorry because some of them date back to, mercy, this is 2013, so I've got some from 2011, 2012, 2013. I apologize. Thank you to all of you who have written. And I have read them. I sat over the weekend and I read them all. So thank you very much for taking the time and the energy to write. And I pray you're all doing great. As I said I would do, this is our week prior to our Mirror Women's Conference. I want to keep inviting you to that. Think about yourself. Your sisters, your aunts, your cousins, your daughters, who could really use a boost as we come mid-year. It'll be June 15th, that conference that's right in the middle of the year. How are you doing with 2013? You know, you come, it's free. Just download your inner man with strength from above. Our band is there. I have a teaching called Determined. Our daughter will be doing girls 12 to 18 from 6 o'clock to 7. She will be sharing an area she works on being determined about. She has two other college girls who are doing the same thing. And then we will all meet together at 7 o'clock. Come. I will be teaching four things that I believe Paul shows us what he was determined about. And I'm incorporating it into our everyday lives. And you'll see those in Ephesians 3:10. I believe Paul shows us he was determined to know God. Number two, determined to know of God's overcoming or resurrection power. And Ephesians will tell you it's in us and it's for us. I will then go into being determined to not flee in the face of tests and trials, to turn those into opportunities, and to realize that when you're handling things God's way, you're being transformed into the very image of God. And then four, I'll be talking about being determined to never quit. Romans 8:31, if God be for me, who can be against me? Join me tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.